Today on the IoT Show, I have Tom O'Reilly, who's going to talk about the upcoming IoT in Action series of events that are going to happen across the world in the coming year. Tom, thanks for coming to the show, and you, thanks for watching. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today I have Tom O'Reilly on the show. Thanks, Tom, for coming back.
Thank you so much. Always enjoy being here.
Always a pleasure to have you here. It's becoming a habit.
It is. I enjoy being here. So.
Yeah, love it. And you're here to tell us about IoT in Action event series.
Yep.
So there's a series of in-person events
right.
that are happening soon
yes.
that we want to give some details and tease people about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started the IoT in Action event series about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it's just been getting bigger and bigger. This year we've got about 10 events that we're putting on all around the world.
Okay.
And really these events are an opportunity to bring the IoT ecosystem together. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of feedback we're getting from customers, from partners, from all these sorts of things was, how do we make IoT real? Right, you know, it can be easy if you've got the right people around you to do
yes.
it.
Yeah.
And what we really wanted to be able to do was to provide that baseline of information. We've had so many different partners coming together, potentially not directly from the mm-hmm. tech industry. You think of building management and agriculture and those sorts of things. So it really is to lay this foundation that all of us can talk from a common language so that when we are talking to a different SI or an ISV that we actually know, you know, we're using common terms.
Yep.
And then was really to try and make it real, actually build IoT demos on stage that are real, they're live, they're functioning. And then finally, this only comes together when you actually have partners coming together and building that ecosystem, building solutions together and taking them out to customers.
Awesome. So you're saying that there are several of them, right?
You're
saying like I've got a dozen, 10 of them during the year?
Correct.
The next few ones, where are they going to happen and when?
So the next two that are coming up are in Barcelona in Spain, which we're really excited about getting out for that, and also Santa Clara here in the US in California.
Okay.
So they're coming up in October. We've got them here behind us, Barcelona on the 15th and then Santa Clara on the 25th.
Okay.
And then later in the year, we've got ones coming on in Taiwan in December. We'll also be going to Sydney, Tokyo, Leipzig, lots of different places around the world. So you go onto the site there to register.
Okay.
If there's not one that's near you that's in the next two, there's lots more to come, so they'll be always be able to go.
But the good thing that we are coming, you guys are coming actually to the places.
Yeah. And look, these are great events. The feedback that we've had from people has been really, really great because it's not just a set of OEMs. It's not just ISVs. It's not just your ODMs. Mm-hmm. It's all of the ecosystem and including a lot of end users that are actually coming in because they want to see what's happening in the ecosystem. Who are the partners that are changing this? And also for a lot of companies, they're trying to figure out how to make their IoT solution go forward so they can hear from partners that have actually done that.
Cross-pollination across all the actors of IoT, definitely. So what are the topics that are going to be covered during these events? Are there specific ones that we're targeting?
Yeah, so look, there's going to be, essentially, we're going to come together in the morning as a whole group.
Yep.
And that's really where you get to hear about sort of Microsoft's view of IoT.
Okay.
Everything from the smallest level chip device Azure Sphere all the way up to some of our SaaS services like IoT Central.
Mm-hmm.
And where are we thinking about taking the market? We're going to look at the business impact of IoT.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we see opportunity for partners?
Yep, yep.
Where do we see the industries that are really taking off? And hear from a couple of partners that have actually done it. Then in the afternoon, we're going to split into a business-focused track and a technically focused track. The business focus track is really about how do you manage an IoT business?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all about the business side of the digital transformation. This could be P&L transformation. This can be thinking about how do you transfer a product to a service offering. This could be about thinking about how you're actually coming together with multiple partners to put together a solution to market and how you think about doing that. And that's really important. The business side of that becomes super important.
Yeah.
And on the technical side, we're going to be going through a whole bunch of different ways and architectures that are coming through IoT from, you know, huge, massive deployment solutions that you can use IoT Hub for.
Mm-hmm.
How you could do that with IoT Central to make it go even faster, particularly when you're in experimentation stage. And then what are all of the other services that then come together to bring IoT to life? You know, you can think about BI and analytics, how important dashboards and visualizations are. things like stream analytics and how they can actually provide real-time insights. So there's a good balance during the day about setting the vision up in the morning and where we're all going as a community. We'll break out in the afternoon into business and technical, and then we'll finish out the day. We have a digital matchmaking tool that helps you connect with either customers and or other partners at the end of the day to really get to know everyone and create those lasting connections.
And while you're actually describing a content that actually is going to be very varied and so on, it's going to still adapt to who's going to go there, right? Because basically, there's going to be interactions, there's going to be questions, there's going to be answers. We're going to adapt the content based on who's coming as well to a certain extent. But basically, that leads to my last question, which is like, who should go to these events?
Look, to be honest with you, if you're interested in IoT and really seeing how this ecosystem is building, you should come. Okay. And that doesn't matter if you are someone who is an end user enterprise who's trying to think about how could I use IoT in my business? Because you'll start getting informed around how the partners are actually working on this. What partners that you could go to, you know, you can understand the use of a solution aggregator and how they could help you bring everything together. Or if you're an ISV, you can come there and see, well, what's all of the different hardware components up and downstream that I really need to think about for my software solution? So it really is for everybody. We do touch quite a broad audience, but as I said, that also makes the matchmaking in the afternoon just that much richer.
Yeah. So there's going to be limited seats, I guess, because like you have locations. So first come, first serve, right?
It is first come, first serve. We do cater for quite a lot of people. These events are typically, you know, upwards of 800 to over 1,000 people that will come to this. And like I said, they are popular. The registrations are open now. So if you're interested in going, I'd get in there and register quickly.
It's free.
It is free.
People don't have to pay for that. It's like high value, like no entry fee.
Yep.
And basically all positive, all net positive, definitely.
Yeah. And look, we've got a bunch of other partners there that'll actually have on display some of the solutions that they're taking to market as well. So there's lots and lots of stuff to do during the day. That you share with us and heaps of people to talk to and connect with.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thanks, Tom. Well, because you're a recurrent guest here on the show, I'll give you the final word.
Well, thank you very much for joining the IoT show. If you haven't subscribed, make sure that you do.
Thanks, Tom.
There you go.